guys.
Welcome to our podcast. This is called Wine. No, we need to.
You say it. You start.
Wine, Crime, and 16.
Okay. Hey, guys. Guys, I'm going through puberty. I'm so sorry.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. This is called Wine, Crime, and
TV Time.
Okay.
Well, I was almost going to say Wine, Crime, and True Crime.
We don't even know what we're doing.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay. Do I say guys? Is that a little too informal?
You don't want to assume their gender.
Hey, buddy.
Non-gender specified people.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to our podcast. This is our first episode of Wine, Crime, and TV Time.
And we have the wine down.
Right. I'm actually cheating on our first episode because I'm drinking vodka.
Oh, I didn't know you were drinking vodka.
Shoot.
Well, podcast canceled.
Maybe we're in the wrong field. Oh, well, I also keep stirring it.
You're like, Meanwhile, I've been drinking wine since like 3 p.m.
Shoot,
really? Yeah, Dennis like got me. Dennis like opened the fridge and he was like, "Hey, you want some wine?" And then kept just pouring.
And you were like,
and then we came here.
Oh wow! Wait. Do you have a spout in your fridge that, like, it just pours?
Oh, wow. Wait, oh, man. I don't know how much of an alcoholic I would be.
Wait, have you ever seen people put that in their, like, ice makers?
Yeah, I see that on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what we should do the nights that we record our episodes.
When you get your house.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
Oh, good. It, like, keeps going.
Yeah, wow. I'm glad I got nervous for a second.
We should definitely do that. Do we maybe, like, put the phone down so we don't feel so weird?
Okay, right? I just didn't want to, like, I mean, it obviously picked us up from over here, but...
True, yeah. But this is better. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we should, like, introduce ourselves. Do we say who we are?
I mean, sure.
Okay,
but what do we talk about? Like, we need to have, like, a...
We need to say our names.
I can't get past, like, all the loud right. music.
I hope we don't get copyrighted. So basically this episode is not even really here to bring you anything.
We're not bringing you any crime or TV time.
So we're starting off on a good note.
You Kaylee and Emily.
And we're like a few drinks in, nothing crazy, just a few.
Like I said, I've been drinking since 3 and it is 10:13.
Nice. So a good 7-hour shift of drinks. I mean,
and I feel like you're like kind of the same.
You know, I've been drinking probably since, like, 5:30, so
I'm Siri close. Just picked up and was saying, I've been drinking since 3 p.m. Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're pretty much not here to bring you any...
I'm just building myself.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, continue. Sorry.
So, I'm now realizing also that we still haven't even introduced our own voices, so you're just hearing, like, two random people talking.
I'm so sorry.
But just, I guess, to put it out there, my name is Kaylee.
Oh, my name is Emily.
So I sound like a boy going through puberty, and...
That's not normal for her.
Is that offensive?
No. Okay. Maybe. It depends.
A boy, a girl, anybody going through puberty. I'm just a little sick, a little under the weather. Mm-hmm. It's October, like late October here, so it's probably late October everywhere. So my voice is kind of going in and out, but I won't normally sound like this. Maybe a little stuffy, but like not always like this.
I feel like you don't ever sound like this.
No, I literally sound so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my name is Kaylee and your name is Emily.
Oh, we were doing that again?
No,
I didn't know we were doing that again.
I was just saying.
Like,
and we are cousins.
In-laws.
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 Emily is married to my cousin, so we are fortunate enough to have the same last name.
For a while, Kaylee wasn't okay with it, but...
For a while, I really wasn't, because she was my friend first, and she got taken from me, so... But you know what? We moved past that like 4 years ago.
But it was like 3 years of not being friends because of it. But it's fine.
But here we are. We've been friends. Oh, I'm cracking. We've been friends since we were... Fuck. How many years have we been friends?
Like 10?
10. We've been friends for like 10 years. And that's literally...
Can I curse? Mm-hmm. I just said fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. This isn't like...
I was like, I can't do this if I can't curse.
No, we have to be ourselves. But yeah, we've been friends since we were... Well, we're 2 years apart, so I keep saying we were, but probably about like 10 years.
Yeah. So I remember, say. I think I was 15.
15, when right?
We became friends.
Yeah, and I was probably like 16.
Yeah, it was 17. Right before you got your license.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would make sense. So we've been friends for like a very long time, and then... she started dating my cousin, and then we weren't friends, and then we are friends, and here we are. And now we've decided that we want to sit down and create a podcast, I guess, about, like, two things that we're both so interested in.
Well, I remember even when we, like, were friends back in the day, we would always watch Teen Mom and, like, stupid shows together. Like, that's
okay,
all
I have
would
a
do.
Serious confession. I... Back when I was 17 and Teen Mom was fresh out the womb, like season one just came out. Maybe I was like 16, 17. No, I was definitely 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with Macy. Like she was my role model. Why like a young pregnant girl was my role model, I still don't know. But I literally like chopped my hair short. Do you guys remember? I mean, if you're listening to this, then you probably have seen that like we're talking about Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember when Macy, the first season of Teen Mom, like chopped her hair?
Bright red.
And it was bright red.
Some
okay,
short.
That's what I did. And
that's
then,
what I...
oh wow.
Oh no.
But better.
I don't want that though.
No. I was going for that. So I literally got Macy's haircut, dyed it like strawberry blonde. And I was always like a warm blonde anyway. So it wasn't like that big of a deal, but it was a little weird. And then the icing on top of the cake. My first car was
You got pregnant.
Red. I got pregnant. Surprise. I had a Bentley. No, but my first car was a red Toyota Celica, which if you go way back, that was also Macy's first car.
But didn't you get it specifically for that, too?
Yes.
Oh my God,
I don't see the issue.
Do you remember when Karishma posted that picture of you, like, doing your pregnant belly?
Yes,
and you're
I used to, like, pretend I was pregnant all the time. I don't see the problem. Like, literally, I have the best fake pregnant belly. Like, I could... This was the thing. This is how it kind of started. And I'm probably going to get crucified for this. I used to want to park. Well, no, it started with being like obsessed with Teen Mom. But then I would like want to park in the pregnancy parking because nobody ever parked there.
Where?
Like, I don't know, ShopRite and shit.
They have pregnancy parking.
Yeah, they still have it. Like, oh, expecting shit. Mothers. So I would just park there and like push my stomach out and like. I was like,
wait,
17.
I never knew this.
You never knew?
I didn't know this. Oh. I also didn't know pregnancy parking was a thing
really?
Until this moment.
I wonder if it's a thing anywhere else.
Just know that it isn't, like, bye-bye baby. Like, not at fucking ShopRite.
No, it is ShopRite. Next time, I don't know about, like, the biggest ShopRite. And just so you guys know, we live in the town that houses the largest ShopRite in the world. So, that's our claim to fame.
But also, ShopRite is only in, like, a few states, apparently.
The biggest ShopRite in the world.
I'm gonna have to see if they have expected mothers parking.
I don't know, but I know ShopRite in Hackettstown definitely does, for sure. Like, they have
the
a little, it's
ShopRite.
Pink with, like, oh my god. If you guys ever have to go shopping in Hackettstown, New Jersey, don't go to ShopRite. The parking is horrific.
Go to the Weiss.
I feel like these are things that, like, old people complain about. Like, we're literally grandmas. Like,
don't go to the fucking
So, yeah. So, basically, we've always been obsessed with Teen Mom since the start, really. I mean,
what
I remember watching,
2008, 2009? Was it earlier than that?
I want to say... Well, this is the thing. So, Macy was definitely 16 when she, like,
oh, yeah,
was pregnant.
For sure.
So... And... I remember being, like, 15 or 16 when 16 and Pregnant came out, which would make sense, right? Because then they filmed it and then edited
right.
it and then it came out. So maybe I was, like, 15 Maybe it was before we were friends.
It was definitely before we were friends.
It was.
And then I think that we also, like, not only bonded over the same guy that we dated, but bonded
right.
over...
Right, oh, by the way, that's how we know each other. We both dated the same person. Also, yeah, but you love how I'm, like...
But you dated him. I, like...
Okay, I hate that this is my claim to fame.
No, but, like...
I know. It's so embarrassing. This guy...
is
I hope he's not listening, but he's literally the worst.
I don't even think he's
allowed to listen.
Probably.
He's not allotted a phone.
No, but, like, okay, can I just tell you, I looked at his Facebook, like, recently, because we talked about him a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, I wonder what happened, and, like, he literally has not been active on Facebook in months.
Yikes.
Like, I wonder.
That's usually not a good sign.
And then I even went, like, because I know he worked where he worked, mm-hmm. I don't want to say.
Right.
But I even went on, like, the website to see if he was, like, working there, and they did no mention of him.
Interesting.
And he was, like, the top.
Salesperson.
Yeah. Of furniture. Yeah.
The furniture man.
But yeah, so I wonder.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, so we did.
So yeah, that's how we met, because we, like, were both crushing on the same person. And we bonded over
it. You dated him for 2 years before.
I mean... Was it, though?
But World of Warcraft was more important than your relationship.
This guy was so mean. He would literally say to me, like, yeah, Kaylee, I cannot hang out with you because I have to beat this level on WoW. I was like, okay, sure. Like, whenever you're done.
Did I ever tell you about, so, the guy I dated between Dennis and Dennis, with the same name, the guy we dated together.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he was, like, super big on World of Warcraft too, and I remember one time he was, like, straight up, like, selling his account on Craigslist.
You do that?
Apparently. Dennis has sold accounts, like, before on, like, his games.
Okay, I guess that's a thing.
But, like, this guy, like, was selling it for, like, hundreds of dollars, and I remember me and Krishma trolled him, and we were, like, messaging him.
Humiliating. So humiliating for him.
It's so weird. And then he got mad at me, and I'm like, you're the weirdo trying to sell your
right.
account of friggin' World of Warcraft.
Right.
Side note.
So thankfully we've moved on.
Yeah, my boyfriend plays RuneScape. Husband.
Your boyfriend.
My husband plays RuneScape.
You're trying
now.
To make me out to be a liar that we're cousins.
I swear I'm married. Ugh. You were there.
I was there. I was actually in the wedding, in case anybody cares. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, anywho. So, yeah, basically we've always been obsessed with reality TV.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, where it started, really, was, like, Teen Mom, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was definitely, like, Teen Mom.
Maybe The Real Housewives back
you,
in the day.
We were, big on the New Jersey.
Yeah.
We went to their houses and took pictures in
front
of their houses.
Back before we had GPSs, we would print out the MapQuest and literally found their addresses. That's how crazy we are, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
We would literally find their addresses. And, we drove to the mall and took pictures.
I feel like we should do a side-by-side of the ones in front of Teresa's house.
True.
Yeah. I was gonna say post them, but where are we gonna post them? Should we make our own...
Like, a podcast Instagram?
Yeah.
Probably, because mine's
because
all
would
hair.
Because we would talk about, like, things and want to post.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, brainstorming. All
true. Yeah, we're literally...
Podcast.
Yeah,
no podcast things.
We could cut that part out.
Wines in.
Wines is. So, yeah, I feel like that's kind of, like, where it started from, and then it kind of stemmed from there. And, well, first of all, they branched off into so many spinoffs of 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah, like, we were just also sitting here at our, like, I wouldn't say, like, family dinner, but Kaylee and I were just sitting here watching Young and Pregnant while our husband, boyfriend, men, people were just,
yeah.
like, chilling, having a good time. We were just sitting there at the table just watching.
Closed captions on.
Yep, closed caption on because they were blasting their stupid music.
And we were, like, literally sitting at the dining room table, like,
yeah,
watching
TV.
Young and Pregnant. So, yeah, so we watch all of them, like, all of the...
The only thing that, like, you keep up more than I do is The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, for sure.
For sure.
Because that's a lot. That's very...
It's a big commitment.
It's so big.
It's
I mean, I guess I would do it if we had to.
It's a big commitment. I just feel like when that comes on, people, like, live for that shit.
Yeah. I guess we'll do it when the time comes.
Yeah.
It's not on yet. When does it come on?
January, The Bachelor comes back.
And then right after that's The Bachelorette, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
I've been watching, like, side note, I've been watching Ghosted on MTV with Rachel.
Oh, yeah, I saw she's on that.
Yeah.
Why?
Why is she on that? Yeah. Apparently she went on a podcast with this guy. I want to say Travis Scott. I forget the guy's name, the co-host guy. It's not whatever. He's some guy that I recognize his name, whatever. So she went on his podcast and they were talking about her getting ghosted by some guy and he got ghosted by someone, so they bonded over their ghosting and like created a show.
Okay.
Even meanwhile, she's married now, right? Mm-hmm. They got married.
Yeah. Brian. They're cute.
I didn't watch that season. I just watched
Nick's season of The Bachelor. I watched like bits and pieces of that season. But yeah, I watched Nick. I like Nick's season.
That was the last one I like watched. I watched Hannah's season. Like here and there, and then I watched the finale. I
fast forwarded through a lot of the episodes of Hannah's season. I watched most of them, but sometimes, you know what I actually really fast forward through? Do you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I haven't watched it since the one after Nick's season.
Okay, so this season they did so many like dates, and I just found it weird. Like, I didn't want to see all these dates. I just wanted to see, like, everybody all together. Like, whatever.
Right.
So I fast-forwarded through, like, every single date. Like, I fast-forwarded through a lot of Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, literally, like, all of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
But I do think it would be a good thing to cover. So I feel like here we're probably going to cover things like all the Teen Mom series, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We really would like to cover Vanderpump Rules. I think we both really, really love that.
You turned me on to Vanderpump Rules. Because remember when you got your surgery, then we were sitting there watching
together. And I, like, literally watched all 7 seasons.
And then this last summer, because Dennis, like, watched it with me, like, starting at whatever season I was at. And then this last summer, like, I watched them all with him.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I will totally watch Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump's good.
But, like, he watches everything.
Right. He's, like, very good with that. Dave, not so much.
I just remember when that whole article on Amber getting arrested came out, and I sent it to Dennis, and he's like, yeah, fuck her. Like, what trash. Like, way more into it than I was.
Than you were. He was than like, anybody
he was.
He was
like, yeah. But he hates her.
I know. She's the worst. Mm. Well, sometimes I'm rooting for her. I feel for her.
Oh, are you?
I don't know. I try to give, like, the benefit of the doubt and see all sides. And as much as I'm like, A, I do not condone violence. Like, I just want to make that, like, super clear. But, like, I don't know. I don't know that things were set up. The fact that she was awarded 50-50 custody, to me, says something. Do you know what I'm
saying?
She
was awarded 50-50 for mm-hmm. James?
Joint custody, 50-50.
Is that, like, a state thing, like Kale's is?
Yeah, like, he can't move out of the state.
Wow, that sucks for him, because he was from California, right?
Yeah, but he chose to have a baby with her. So, 1 month this is my whole thing. If all of that was legit, and everything we're reading is legit, why was she granted that? Do you know?
Yeah, because, like, if you have, like...
I'm interested to see
the police report, and this and that, and, like, she was chasing him with a machete.
While he was holding the baby.
Right. But I also, like, I feel like... There's 3 sides to every story.
Sure, 100%. And I will say a lot of states are mom states, where they'll, like, side with the mom.
I feel like Indiana would be a mom state.
I, like, don't know, but I feel like a lot of states are. So, that being said, this could be their way of siding with her, but, like, being like, the bitch is crazy, we can't give her full custody. I don't know that she was even going for full custody.
What kind of custody does she have for Leah? Do you know? Because I don't think she has 50-50.
I don't think she has any, like, probably custodial rights. Probably because of rights.
The jail time.
Ugh, I really don't know, to be honest. She sucks. But anyway.
Yeah. Back to us.
So, yeah, we're probably going to cover, like, all of the Teen Mom.
We definitely already started getting into that.
Literally. We're going to cover Vanderpump Rules. The Housewives are just a little too much, I think, for us to get into.
I think the only ones I would do were Jersey because of who we are.
Right. And I also like the California ones. Like, I liked OC and Beverly Hills.
Never watched.
I would do Beverly Hills just because...
Isn't Lisa not on it anymore?
Oh, is she not?
I thought Lisa Vanderpump was not on it.
Oh, maybe not. Anyway. And I think we're going to do some, like, of the 90 Day Fiancé stuff.
Can we do Love After Lockup?
Yeah, I have never watched
because
Lug After Lockup,
like, that is great.
I'll definitely
literally
watch it.
You would love it.
How many seasons are there? And is it, like, different people every season?
Yeah.
Or do they
keep
there's going?
Actually one couple that has been on all 3 seasons because I think it's 3 seasons. Whatever. They've been on all the seasons because the guy won't can't come out of jail. Like, he keeps saying that he can come out, whatever. And then they have life after lockup, which is after love after lockup. So they have, like, kind of...
Okay.
It's really good.
So we'll cover that. I just have to watch it, because I don't watch it. I don't know what to talk about.
Next season. Yeah.
We'll perfect. Catch up. And, yeah, I don't really know what else we're going to, like, do reality TV-wise. But
right. But we also, like, I think the one thing that we started talking about this podcast on was true crime.
For sure.
Because not only are we avid trash TV watchers, you should see our texts. They're just, like, paragraphs on trash TV and true crime.
Literally.
Kaylee will be like, you need to watch this, that, and the other thing about this. For example, the staircase.
This eats at me.
I still think about it, like, every day. Someone brought it up to me at work the other day. They're like, did you see this? And like, I was like, don't get me started. Yeah. Of course I saw that, but don't get me started.
I know more than you.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that, because that...
And I will never, ever forget the Shanann Watts and stuff thing, because we were in Vegas together when that all went down. I remember sitting at the Philadelphia airport. We got off the plane. I'm sitting there waiting for our, like, shuttle. And I'm like, oh my god, they still haven't found this person, telling Dennis all about this. And, blah, blah, blah. And then by the time I got home, which is 2 hours maybe, they found out was, like, the murderer.
Yeah. It was crazy. That was so crazy and so, like, recent. I think that we both kind of decided that that's going to be our first episode. Well, our second, I guess, but
yeah.
The first case we're going to cover.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it was something that we so invested our time in. Like, I think on another level, like, we kind of, like, got a little too...
I think we still...
in deep with it. Right, because, like, I just feel like there's so many questions as to why, right? Like, that it's like, why? What happened? What happened in that house? Because this is the thing about, like, any sort of missing persons case or murder case that has happened now within the last couple of years is... And I think that for her, it was something so much more. And I don't want to get too deep into it because, like, obviously we're going to talk about this. But the fact that we are so attached to our phones and social media.
Yeah.
And we have Ring doorbell cameras, and we have security cameras. Like, we have all these things that you can see so much of what's going on in somebody's life. But at the same time, there's this small portion that you cannot see. And it's like, what could have happened? What happened? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because for her especially, we know her whereabouts up till the second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we literally know everything because she was so attached to her phone. But that's...
But the saddest part about that is, like, will we ever know?
No, because I think that he's also a compulsive liar. So how are we going to be able to believe everything that this person comes out and says?
Yeah.
Because from what I'm understanding, and again, I haven't read the new book yet. I definitely want to read that book before we gotta do that.
We gotta buy that.
But from listening to his confession and reading pieces of what the book is saying, like, even those don't line up. So I'm like, how can we believe this guy? But whatever, that's not necessarily what we're here
like,
for
here
today.
Here we go. First full episode. It. Let's go. Yeah.
But I think that that's probably going to be, like, the majority of what our podcast is going to be about is the true crime portion, because I think that we want to help the cause, really, of, like, missing persons cases.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that's probably going to be the majority of what we cover, because if we can get the word out there, then maybe, like, some answers can be had. But also, I think we do want to cover some that are solved or are, you know, have some closure. Because
solved, also. Because sure. A lot of them are...
Yeah. And how many people are wrongly convicted? And, like, I think that's another thing that is really interesting. But, yeah, I think that that's kind of what, like, brought up the whole idea of starting this. And then we were kind of like, well, how can we incorporate the two things that we love the most? And we want this to be, like, not so... So what I'm looking for, like...
I don't know.
Like, heavy, right? Like...
Right, like, light...
Like, a little lighthearted and not so heavy. And I think that by bringing in, like... there have to be other people out there like us that are that obsessed with true crime and reality TV, right?
Yeah.
And
why? I mean, like, I feel like, yeah. And, like, what you were saying earlier, it's, like, we try and look for the perfect true crime podcast. We try and look for the perfect trash TV podcast. And you can't find, like, the one that fits the most. So we're hoping... Well,
to create this one that fits.
Will fit ours. Yes. Like, we can listen to ourselves over and over again.
And like, I feel like maybe there are other people out there like us.
Right. I feel like there are.
There, like, have to be.
Otherwise.
We can't be the only one.
No! Yeah.
But, yeah, and I think that that's kind of, like, we just wanted to kind of sit down today and... To be honest with you, this wasn't even a planned thing that we were gonna sit down and do this.
This was like 12 drinks in, and then we were like,
let's just get started. Like,
and Dave's sitting there, like, giving us his
input, and I'm like, okay, sit down.
Shout out to Dave.
But yeah, and it was just kind of something that, like, we were like, you know what? Maybe now is the time to talk about this. Like, we're talking about it already. Why not sit down and record it? I mean, we don't have microphones or anything like that right now. We're literally recording on an iPhone, sitting in a bedroom, on a bed.
With wine.
And a mixed drink.
Vodka. And pictures of Kaylee.
Literally, there's, like, pictures. Right now, we're at my mom's house. We, like, came here for dinner, and we're, like, staying here. Well,
I am not.
She's not. I'm staying at my mom's house tonight. So there's, like, pictures surrounding me in this room. It's a little weird, but...
Should we do a little, like, okay, my favorite part about this house is that it's 2 seconds from my own house.
True.
Like, that I think is also very important to this.
Right.
So, like, I moved out here to the boondonks, like,
boondonks.
3 years ago, and then Kaylee's mom moved out, what was it, like, 6 months ago, maybe?
Like, 6 months ago?
Yeah,
6 months ago. But I was actually born here, like, in this town.
Right. My parents were born in this town?
Well, I was born at Sacred Heart Hospital.
Where the fuck is
in
that?
In Allentown. But, like, that was the closest hospital.
Is that still there? Is that shut down?
Yeah, it's so small.
Okay.
It's still there.
Cool.
But, yeah, this is where my parents lived when I was a baby. But my mom moved back.
Weird. I didn't think that they lived here.
What do you mean?
I don't know I knew they lived in Pennsylvania, but I don't know where.
But that's where, like, Dana, Mike, and Dave all went to high school.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I knew that, and now that it's all coming back to me. Yeah, so anyway, so Kaylee's mom moved back out here, and now Kaylee and Dave, her boyfriend, will be moving out here.
Which is, like, very cool.
So I feel a lot less alone because he left everyone I know.
This turned into an emotional podcast.
It's just so hard for me.
So sad.
No, but it's, like, super nice, like, especially because you're here a lot, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can literally walk down the street.
To here.
And be here. So I don't need to, like, worry about getting an Uber because I'm drinking too much wine doing our podcast.
Right. Like, we're totally fine. We're good to go. Yeah. Are you done drinking?
I'm not done drinking.
Oh, do we pause and then...
Do we pause?
Can we pause? Oh, no. That's okay.
No, okay.
Just go.
Should I just go? You can talk.
So right now we don't have a bartender on staff.
It's really bullshit. We should have hired Dave for this.
We should have. Eventually we probably will, but Emily's going to fill up her drink, which is, like, very fun. She's on drink number 2 or 14. But yeah, I mean, we literally just wanted to sit down and kind of give a brief overview. We didn't want to make this, like, a super, super long, but we wanted to kind of introduce ourselves, who we are, what we're about, and, you know, eventually I think what we would like to do is have, like, I wonder what they're doing out there.
I'm back. I don't know. They're all the way in, like, the back of the mansion. They're in the west wing.
The west wing.
I hear, like, Dave's voice echoing down the hallway.
Good Lord. Okay, they're not missing us.
No.
But yeah, so what I was saying was, like, we didn't want to make this, like, a super, super long thing. We just kind of wanted to, like, sit down, introduce ourselves, what we're about, what we're doing, our cause.
Oh. Should I burp you?
Yes. I also don't know how to burp, fun fact.
Okay, but you have burped. Okay, I remember the one time you burped.
The weather. It's just the weather.
Oh, it's the weather app. The one time you burped, I remember we were at Grummy's house. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I just really need, and you were like leaned over the kitchen sink there and you just burped, and me and my dad were like, yes.
So proud. I've burped like a handful of times. Like, I could probably count on two hands.
I literally just burped.
It's beautiful. I'm so jealous. So yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing we probably won't be covering in our like true crime portion is,
did I not know this? Oh, you said it earlier.
I personally get very, very, and I'm not saying that, I get very uncomfortable when it comes to rape. It really makes me uncomfortable. And I'm not saying that we won't cover any cases that have to do with it, because I think that that's very unfair. But
we won't go into depth.
Yeah, like, I'm not an SVU person. Yeah. I'm not, like, that's a little too much for me. And we may cover some serial killer cases.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that that's going to be, like, the majority of what we're covering. Because that's another thing that, like, I won't sleep at night. I don't even, like, read about serial killers, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, I really don't. I don't read much about them. Like, I know, like, who they are, but they terrify me so much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, such a big part of, like, true crime.
I know.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Now that, like, you bring it up, everything that, like, we personally have talked about, we're not serial killers.
Never. Because this is my whole thing, is, like, and I almost don't even want to, like, put this out there to say, because it's, like, a little freaky, but I'm going to, I guess. When I'm reading about these, you know, people who kill people and people who kill somebody they know and whatnot, as much as it's, like, devastating and terrifying, it really is, but it's, like, I need to know what goes on in that person's mind. Like, it's almost, like, I don't want to say fascinating to me, but fascinating to me, like, the why or the who or the how and the what. The thing about, like, serial killers is the thought of some random person coming up and taking me and torturing me and killing me is absolutely petrifying to me.
But don't you want to know the why?
But the why is always the same.
But is it, though?
It's always stemming from a childhood trauma.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? And, like, I find some interesting, like, Ted Bundy, I find so interesting.
I do, petrifies me. Zac Efron. No, I'm just kidding.
True.
No.
Petrifies me, but I find his mind interesting. And I do find some interesting, don't get me wrong, but BTK is one of those that, like, if I were to delve into everything, I would just probably cry reading them. Like, it's just so intense to me. And the thought of somebody stalking me and following me and waiting in my house scares me already. Like, I think about that and I'm so crazy about it.
Okay, can I tell you a story that, like,
to read about it scares me.
Actually, like, came up the other yesterday when I was at my grandma's house. I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about how, so when I was younger, I was always scared to be alone. I was always scared to, like, walk in my neighborhood. You, like, know where I used to live. Like, it's not scary. Like, I was scared to walk alone. And I remember that my mom would, like, my mom being, like, the crazy person that she is, she would post pictures, like, she would cut out pictures from the newspaper of, like, kids that went missing and, like, this and that. And I remember distinctly this one picture of this girl. It was, like, a security footage. And she was, like, walking and she was being grabbed by a guy on the security footage. And, like, that's the last time I saw her. And she put it on the fucking refrigerator. So, like, I grew up being scared to go out into public. I literally, as a 25-year-old, don't like to go to Walmart alone because I think they get raped in the fucking parking lot.
Same.
Because my mom brought me up thinking that me walking home from my best friend's house right next door to my house,
same,
that I was going to get killed. Like, same. It's ridiculous.
Literally same.
Like, so I get where you're coming from.
And I grew up watching these things and, like, watching these shows and stuff like that with my dad, but my dad so instilling this stuff in me. Like, I remember him telling me about Ted Bundy and how he would, like, trick people into, you know, oh, I have a broken arm. Can you help me load this into my van? He's like, my dad's like, never help somebody unload something into a van. Never this, never that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I listen to the crime or the podcast Crime Junkies. And I remember my dad saying things like this at the same time, but they always say, like, stay, like, be weird, be rude, be like,
which is whatever. Everything your dad is.
And like, that's literally my dad. My dad's like, be fucking rude. Like, literally be rude. If you feel uncomfortable in a situation, be rude. Like, your safety is so much more important than anything like that. Be aware, whatever. And that's another thing I think that like we can kind of bring to this is like, even if we are covering cases that are, like, closed, solved, whatever. Say it's a husband that killed a wife or whatever it is. It gives you the opportunity, I think, if you're not very, like, well-versed in crimes or, like, you weren't brought up the way that we were, like, fucking lunatics. I think that what we can do is kind of give you warning signs, if you will, about, like, some people don't know that, like, somebody that comes across as so, so charming usually is a sociopath. Like, that's a sign. Or, like, you know what I mean? I think that we can, like, provide that, which I think could be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, we can give you signs of, like, use birth control and, like, don't get pregnant at 16 as well.
Yeah.
So.
So we have, like, some pretty good life tips.
Yeah. Like, literally, like, the two very different things we're, like,
putting together. And you know what? It may be weird and it may be we don't have one niche. We have two. I think that that makes us awesome.
For sure.
And, yeah. I feel like I've said all that I need to say. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Something's happening.
Football.
At 10:30? Okay. But yeah, I feel like I've said everything that I could. Is there anything that you feel like you want to add?
No, I feel like we touched on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, I don't really have anything else.
No, I think that I'm like pretty.
Yeah. So we already started touching on everything that we're going to go over.
Literally. So I think next week, we're going to have a really cool episode. Well, I don't know if
we're
going to
start with.
Yeah, we're going to start with Chris Watts and Shanann Watts, the Watts family case.
I have a lot of researching to do again. Like, I read.
Same.
Like, I read them. So well, when did it come out? Like, months ago? The beginning of the summer? Before then? Maybe the spring?
Well, they the whole thing happened, I think, in July?
No, August of last year.
August. So it's been, like, a
but
year.
Like, all but, of like, the everything came
everything
out.
Everything else? Yeah, probably the spring.
Yeah.
So I probably should re-go through.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we're going to bring next week. And
should we do Young and Pregnant? Should we start with that? Like, do a little touch on that as well?
Yeah.
So we're going to
Teen Mom 2 on still?
Teen Mom 2 is on, but, like, they're all fucking rich and unrelatable at this point.
Yeah.
Like, we can touch on it for sure.
For, like,
but
a second.
Or have you been watching it at all? So, it's all about, like, okay, so, like, Kale's buying a new house. Meh. Chelsea has anxiety in groups, but it's, like, not even real anxiety. Brianna still hasn't showered in 4 months.
She is so disgusting to me.
Who's the other one? Jade, her, you know, her, who's her baby daddy?
Sean. Who did
Sean
you see?
Sean is a crackhead. No.
That what? She, like, posted to her Instagram story with him.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
They broke up a long time ago.
I guess they're back together.
And then what was the, who's the other one? Leah. Leah is trying to fuck Jeremy. Jeremy.
Oh, and did you see that Janelle posted to her Instagram story a picture with Jeremy? Like, out to dinner.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I must be not, I need to get back on my stalking game. So I don't like Janelle, so.
Same.
I haven't been looking.
Allegedly. I don't know that it was for sure, Jeremy. Jeremy.
I said that too. Like,
Jeremy. But yeah. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I guess that we'll be back next week with a good story, a good case.
That was a good 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually. Because we thought it wasn't going to be this long.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tune in next week.
Yeah.
Come back and listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, bye!